Hello and welcome to today's card reading. So today we actually do have a new moon in Sagittarius. So I picked my moonology deck and I'm reading the new moon in Sagittarius, which says luck is on your side, which is always a good thing to hear. Whatever is coming your way, it looks set to put a smile on your face. The new moon in Sagittarius can mark the restart of fun after a period of feeling low. The energy is adventurous and even willing to take a few risks. But be careful. Don't bet the farm on something here, as the wheel of fortune is spinning. Be careful that you don't bet the farm. Okay. The card is about exploring life metaphorically by exchanging big ideas with others, or perhaps thinking about your own philosophies. Perhaps it's time to change your mind about something important. It can also help to signal a trip away is coming up, which is highly doubtful considering the world situation. But you never know. If that's something you've worked to achieve. But overall, the message of this card is that whatever happens next will be some sort of gift, even if it simply means widening your world view. All right. Your attunement is to count your blessings literally, write them down or say them out aloud. This is a wonderful time to start a course or study. Don't be so narrow-minded. And that's about it, really. So realistically, it is a good time for new energy. Faith will start to be restored and good things will be coming your way shortly. Right now, I know that I said yesterday and a few days before that you should be grumpy and miserable and stuff like this, just so you can weed them out of your system. If you're still in that state of mind, then feel free to continue for as long as you need to. Don't just automatically just start thinking, right, everything's going to be great, I'm going to be positive about things. Take your time about things, because the way that you're feeling now is exactly the way that you are supposed to be feeling for this moment, right? And it too will pass, a bit like a hangover, yeah? So eventually you get rid of your hangover, but it takes a little bit of time and a little bit of effort and a lot of water, right? So during this period, take note of who you are and start to write things down and do vocalize the things that you want and write them down. And I know I said not to manifest things, so what you would want to be doing is rewriting the stuff which you have previously manifested, and things will start to take shape for you. When there is another full moon or new moon coming up in the next few weeks, months, whenever, right, then you can start re-manifesting new ideas and new situations and new meetings and stuff like this. But for now, stay focused on your dreams that you have already been focusing on over the past few months to a year, right? That is all from me today. I shall be back tomorrow with another card. I know it's only short, but what can you do? All right, bye.